reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. Today, I want to talk with you about becoming a feedback ninja. Now, when I say feedback ninja, I'm not thinking so much about why we give feedback or how to receive feedback. I want to think specifically about how to seek out feedback. And this comes from Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In, Women, Work, and the Will to Lead. And in the book, Sheryl talks about a time Tom Brokaw interviewed her and what transpired after that interview. Listen to this.
Being aware of a problem is the first step to correcting it. It is nearly impossible to know how our actions are perceived by others. We can try to guess what they're thinking, but asking directly is far more effective. With real knowledge, we can adjust our actions and avoid getting tripped up. Still, people rarely seek enough input. A few years ago, Tom Brokaw interviewed me for a piece on Facebook. Tom is a magnificent interviewer, and I felt that I stumbled through some of my answers. After we wrapped, I asked him how I could have done better. He seemed surprised by my question, so I asked him again. He then told me that in his entire career, I was only the second person to ask him for feedback.
Now that last line stopped me in my tracks. Brokaw said, in his entire career, she was only the second person to ask him for feedback. And I'm like, wow, you kidding me? Why is that? You know, why is it that we have such a hard time seeking feedback? Well, sometimes it's an issue of fear. I mean, how many of us like confronting other people? Sometimes it's power dynamics. Remember the story of the emperor who had no clothes? The people in the streets, they were afraid to tell the emperor, hey, you're buck naked. Why? Because he was the guy in power, and power changes things. Isn't that true? Why, I could never say that to him. He's my boss. What would he think? I'd get fired. Sheryl Sandberg provides some great insight when it comes to power dynamics at work. Sometimes we don't seek feedback because we prioritize speaking over listening. We're always talking, so we're not listening, and really hearing what the other person is trying to tell us. So the question I want us to think about today is this. How can I become better at seeking feedback? And reading Lead In, I had one of those aha moments because Sandberg provides three questions any of us can ask that will help us get the feedback we need to improve the work we do. Here they are. Number one, how can I do better? Number two, what am I doing that I don't know? And number three, what am I not doing that I don't see? Now let's think about each one of those. First, how can I do better? I mean, all of us have work we do. For me, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher, I'm a writer, I'm a speaker. I can and have asked congregants, students, and people who read what I write, hey, how can I do a better job? How can I make my preaching better? How can I make this class better? I need to send out a survey to people who listen to this podcast and say, tell me, how can I make this podcast better? The second question, what am I doing that I don't know? In other words, is there a mannerism, an approach, a way of interacting with others that I've been engaged in that I'm not seeing that's actually hurting more than helping? I remember a time many years ago when my father got on to me about using the same word all the time. And the word was really. And he came to me one time and he said, Tommy, do you know that every time I say something, you always follow it up with really? And I followed it up with really? Sometimes we do things, less than helpful things, we don't even know we're doing. And we need to seek feedback to find out what some of those things are. Third question, what am I not doing that I don't see? This question is giving someone the opportunity to speak into my life and point out what I ought to be doing. For instance, they may say, "You know, when you talk with me, you don't really look me in the eye, and sometimes I feel like you're hiding something from me." Or perhaps they may say, "We have parties at the office, and for some reason, you rarely show up. Why is that?" Or, "You know, I send you emails, but oftentimes it takes you a very long time to reply to my request. What's up?" How does the adage go? Feedback is the breakfast of champions. And if you and I want to become champions at work and home, these are three questions for getting the feedback we need. How can I do better? What am I doing that I don't know? And what am I not doing that I don't see? Cheryl writes this: "These questions can lead to many benefits. And believe me, the truth hurts. Even when I've solicited feedback, any judgment can feel harsh. But the upside of painful knowledge, get this, the upside of painful knowledge is so much greater than the downside of blissful ignorance." And isn't that true? The writer of Proverbs says, "The wise in heart seek knowledge." So today, seek that little bit of knowledge. Become a feedback ninja. Start with someone you know, start with someone you trust, but ask the three questions. It'll make you better at home. It will make you better at work. Well, how to become a feedback ninja? That's my thought on my walk with Sheryl Sandberg and her book, Lean In. Now, what can you do to work it out in your life? Hey, before I sign off today, I want to let you know about a few books that I finished reading or will be finishing shortly to give you a little bit of picture of what's to come. Last week, one of the best books I've read this year by Atul Gawande called Being Mortal. Absolutely fantastic. Also, I finished Irving Stone's masterpiece, The Agony and Ecstasy, the biographical novel of Michelangelo. So, so good. Much to share from that. I've just started Christ and the Celts by Philip Newell. Porn for Women. Title sounds a little interesting. Porn for Women from the Cambridge Women's Pornography Cooperative. It's not what you think, and it's really good. And also, Visions of Vocation, a book I've just started that I know is going to be extremely helpful. Well, let me encourage you to stop by onmywalk.com. You can read reviews of these books and others as we make them available. And we think you'll find it very, very helpful. Thanks for joining us today. See you again tomorrow.